Welcome to Tribulation News with your host, Dr. Elizabeth Motke. Today I have two special guests, a father-son duo. They are Doug and Joe Hagman from the Hagman & Hagman Report on Blog Talk Radio. I consider these individuals a part of my extended family and my mentors, and it is a pleasure to have them on with me today. Welcome to the show, Doug and Joe.
Glad to be here, Dr. Mackey.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. Can you please give the listeners a little bit about your investigative background and your radio show on Blog Talk Radio?
Sure. As far as the investigative background goes, my father started a private investigation corporation decades ago. It was a long time ago.
About 30 years ago, actually.
I'm 29. He's in his mid to late 50s.
No, and, come on, 50s.
He's been doing the investigation work for about 25 years. I got in to work when I was about 18, 19, started doing it with him, but worked with him before off the record just to travel and stuff. And we would travel, work for insurance companies and Fortune 500 companies doing insurance investigations and traveling across the different states and doing so. And from there, we went, and you have lots of time to talk when you're sitting in the van with your dad, 20 hours a day.
That's right. We did one thing that we did do as we're traveling, and of course, sitting in the van, as we do in surveillance, and of course, anyone familiar with that, that's a lot of that's hours upon hours of sitting and waiting, and then a few seconds of sheer chaos and terror, followed by more waiting. And we did. We got to we developed a good relationship doing this type of work. And Joe, I always like to say Joe's been in the business for as long as he's been alive, because I exploited him as a young child as a prop for investigations when necessary. So.
I have proof of that. But
yes, you do.
The important thing is, as I said, it gave us a lot of time to talk, and we never really agreed politically on many things throughout the years until the last few years of our investigative work, which led us to start a radio program on Saturday nights. We did that for a year, and right. Then we went full time, and it's been growing, and it has been really. Not because of us, that the growth has been so rapid and the listenership has increased so much. It is we feel this is a divine assignment we've been put here to do, and we're just going along with it.
Roger that.
That's wonderful. A lot has happened in the news in the last one, maybe two, going on now 3 weeks. What is on your radar right now?
Well, we got a whole lot of things going on, as you said. First and foremost, the economy. I know a lot of other things, gun control and Obamacare kicking in, and different stories from around the world happening, wars and rumors of wars. But our economy is something that needs to be closely watched and monitored as it is being destroyed. But the more stories in your face, we see Iran with their rhetoric, we see Israel getting ready for battle, it seems, but this has been an ongoing theme for a few years now. There is chaos in the Middle East. We are now in 35 countries as a military in North Africa. We are really seeing our military do things, and on the home front and domestically and abroad, there it looks like they're expanding beyond their legal ability, I would say, under the authorization of the president.
Yeah, and just to kind of back up what Joe was saying, here's what we really are looking at very intensely. And I'll try to break this down so in bite-sized pieces so the listeners can really think about this. The first thing, as Joe mentioned, is the economy. Right now, it's our belief, based on analysis and investigation, and I've been an investigator for 30 years, Joe for 10. We've got various certifications and investigations. So the reason I bring this up is because we look at things maybe a little bit differently than a blogger would, or even a journalist would. we look at different things. That said, I think there's a good case to be made that this regime is actually attempting to not transform the economy or the country, not change it, but destroy it. And one of the most effective ways of destroying a country, the United States, that is not militarily. Of course, you're not going to be able to do it militarily as an outside force, but the economy, to devalue the base of the dollar. And once that happens, a couple of things will come into play that relate to, for example, the gun issue, because the powers want to disarm the American people. Well, what's the best way to do it? Is it the best way to do it is that to send SWAT teams out to individual houses and kick in doors and take people's guns and such? Well, that's one way. But an even more effective way is by devaluing the dollar. What you'll end up having is a lot of people hungry. Yeah. And when there's a lot of people hungry, well, why not trade in a gun for a week's meals, or trade in your neighbor for a month's worth of meals?
And you see the currency war headlines the last 2 weeks have been it seems like every day there's a new headline. Currency war returns. The latest one out of CNBC yesterday. 1930s style currency war return. Who will lose out? And it gets into the inflation. Also, the Bank of America warned of an ATM run on banks. We're seeing these things happen right before our eyes. And look at in Greece. Right now they're saying, I'd never thought I'd be in this position. We're fighting for food to where they were a prosperous nation 10 years ago.
People don't understand hunger because, everyone is attempting to compare, for example, or saying, well, you know, the depression, even if there is a depression, we're not going to go hungry because, you know, you've got the food benefits, the EBT cards and such. But the bottom line here is when the dollar goes, the EBT cards and the ATM cards and whatever cards you might have are not going to be worth anything. So people have to understand that this is all part of a larger plan. Mm-hmm. That's been in the works now for perhaps at least in earnest over the last three decades, roughly.
Yeah, a continuity of agenda.
Yeah.
And just to end with this, what we're seeing Obama doing through expanding conflicts around the world, through expanding the drone war, through expanding the clampdown on domestic terrorism, as they say, this is a continuity of agenda. This is something Bush Senior started and helped Bush Jr. implement, and they got that through with the Patriot Act. Now we have the NDAA, and it's all too familiar. These people say they're Democrats or Republicans, but they all share the same agenda.
Right on.
That's very true. Are we at the beginning of the Civil or Revolutionary War? If so, how? If not, why not?
Let me just open this up by saying this. The regime, the Obama regime, in my view, the Obama regime wants to foment and is actively fomenting a civil war. What the patriots of this country are doing are engaged or want to bring back the constitutional form of government. So they're looking at, perhaps like a revolutionary style approach to this legally. Shall I say first, but
restoration.
A restoration, correct. But you've got the regime, and I refuse to call this an administration because I don't believe it's a duly elected administration when we don't even know. And for people listening to this program, look, the fact of the matter is we don't even know the name, the true legal name of the man in the White House, of the Oval Office. We really don't. He's never been vetted, and people who believe in the authenticity or the legitimacy of this long-form birth certificate that was posted by the White House don't understand the nuances of background investigations like we do. And that's not putting us up. It's just saying that there's a lot to it. We've been sold a bill of goods. We've been lied to. The lie is huge. So The civil war aspect is being fomented by this regime. The how, on the other hand, to prevent that or to take our country back, there's a revolution brewing, and we can see that through the guns being purchased. People aren't buying guns to save them because of a possible ban on assault weapons.
No.
Or not weapons, assault weapons. I don't want to even use that term.
And a study just came out that gun owners outweigh hunters 5-1, meaning the average hunter is the average gun owner. Well outnumbers their reasons for owning guns are not hunting, and that's from 2011 numbers, and we can see how many guns have been purchased since 2011, and I would bet that that number would be, there'd be a much bigger ratio today.
I agree with that. So people have to look at, I would urge everyone listening to this broadcast, listening to your broadcast, please get your heads out of the television sets. Don't believe one word of what you hear on television. Believe only half, if that, of what you read on the internet. Do your own research. Do not even depend on or rely on us to provide you with the accurate information, although we do our best to do that,
right,
given our background. But look, research for yourself as to what is taking place today. Use multiple sources. Source everything. And I think what you're going to find is that people, shows like yours and shows like ours and other shows in the same venue who attempt to educate the public and get the truth out there. I think you're going to find more truth in shows like yours, like ours, the totality of shows that are not agenda based, that are not based in the paradigm of right left Republican Democrat politics. That just want nothing more than the truth, nothing but the truth, the absolute truth. I think that this is where people have to turn and get educated. Start reading. Read books like The Naked Communist and The Naked Capitalist by W. Cleon Skousen. Read books by Mr. Carr. And this book is like 54, is published in 1954.
G. Edward Griffin, and even
all of these books, yes.
The globalists that are implementing this, the international bankers, the David Rockefellers, the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, they all have extensive books they've written.
Right.
Outlining.
From the horse's mouth.
Yeah. Outlining exactly what they want to do, what they're going to do, and what we see happening now. It's lining right up with it.
Yeah. We've got their playbook. And people mentioned Clark. Look up the Clark Piven strategy. Understand that. Understand what the what all of these game plans are, and you will. I'll tell you what. It took me, and I'm not just going to interject this. Nothing like taking over your radio program. I'm going to interject this. Right through 2001, when the towers were hit by the Al Qaeda terrorists, I was one of the biggest proponents. I had the flag on my house. I was saying, let's go bomb the heck out of Afghanistan. When they said, we're going to go into Iraq, I said, yeah, go. DHS, we need DHS. Oh, we absolutely need the Department of Homeland Security. And then to find out, and listeners to this program, if you're like me, I'm in my 50s, and I was the biggest, I thought, a patriot, a supporter of the armed forces, supporter of our of course by professional supporter of the of our law enforcement, but when you find out that you've been lied to, that what you're living is a lie, that everything that you've been told, or almost everything that you've been told, is a lie or built on a lie, then your perception changes. And then when you start digging deeper and deeper and deeper, and you'll find out that, wait a minute, there's an entirely different agenda at play here. That's where people need, we all need that, and that's what this regime and the power, the 535 elected officials, are afraid of an informed populace, just as much as they're afraid of an armed populace.
That's very true. Research is very important when it comes to getting the real news and getting it out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And history also, adding to your point, people do need to unplug
from the TVs and the regular news channels and news papers that they're used to reading. Get rid of all preconceived notions of what you think you know about what's going on, and really look at history as your foundation and go through what has happened in the last 100 years through different regimes. You know, from Russia to China to Germany, all the places we've seen horribly fall horribly into decadence and murder. And then, you know, build on from there, see what's really going on in the world by doing your own research, by looking into things. And I think you'll have a much different idea or a much better idea of what's really going on in America than you did before. If you don't already know about the history.
Yeah, and very, very true. Understand how we are operating our money is nothing but it's a fiat currency. Understand what that word fiat means. And I'm sure your audience is very well versed and they're ahead of the game, shall we say. But it's important for people to understand things like fiat currency. It's important for people to understand the role of the Federal Reserve in the destruction of the United States of America. And that's exactly what it is. And it's important for people to understand that we are controlled by a cabal or a cartel of international bankers. And as an investigator, having worked with the Department of Justice before back in the 90s, you know, cartels, by their very definition, are illegal groups. I've got to tell you something. We are being run by illegal organizations. The plan, and one of the biggest things I'll say is this: if you think you understand the lie, you really don't, because the lie is much bigger than you really know.
And we think we understand.
And we think we understand.
We don't have probably even a half of the understanding of what's really going on behind the scenes.
Right. And somebody told me this in the intelligence industry, too. The lie is different at every level. And I think it's important for people to understand. But the bottom line here is this. We are fighting for the very survival of our country, of the ideology of our country, of the constitutional form of our country. And we have been sold out by these soulless people from every part of the from every elected official. I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat. They've sold us out, and they are taking over this country. And it's not hyperbole to say that. It is just real. And we are going to end up being pawns, or we're going to end up being part of. Let me just say this. The United States of America is the last impediment to really a one-world global governance. They've got to destroy the United States before they can implement this one-world, New World Order agenda. That's exactly what they're attempting to do. And they have their man in place, Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, if I would have told you, standing on the pile of rubble down at Ground Zero the week or the day or hours after 9/11, that the next president of the United States would be named Barack Hussein Obama, you would have asked me, at which point did we lose the war? Because, as racist perhaps as that might sound, as controversial as that might be, look, think about it.
No, Americans jumped the gun.
Think about it.
The message he brought, the
of change,
of charisma he had, the media on his side. There wasn't a proper investigation of him or his background done,
and who is the problem? Right? America, and this is the other thing that people have to understand, America is a captured operation. We are operating right now in this radio broadcast, Dr. Mackey, as your radio broadcast, we are operating inside enemy lines.
That is very true. And we are considered as what one of the movies would say, an enemy of the state.
Yeah, through the government's own publications, whether it be the Department of Homeland Security lexicon, their right-wing PDF, or their extremism lexicon, or the even to the internment and resettlement operations. We, through the NDAA and other laws and legislations like the Patriot Act, and now the Department of Homeland Security buying up 1.6 billion bullets, they just made another purchase of 26 or 22.6 million bullets the other day. They are gearing up for something, the armored or bulletproof checkpoint boxes, hundreds of them that have ordered. Then, and I said the NDAA declared the United States, as well as the world, the battlefield against their perceived enemy or stated enemy, which is Al-Qaeda or associated forces of Al-Qaeda or people believed to be associated with Al-Qaeda or those who commit a belligerent act against the United States, meaning anybody the government deems as a potential threat, with evidence or without evidence, they have the power to kill or capture indefinitely without any due process. That should tell you all you need to know about where this country's headed.
Exactly. And, you know, we fought, not we, but our forefathers fought for the independence of the United States for much less. And I often say this, you know, where are all the men in America today? I have a real problem with the way things are going. For example, the TSA, for example, it's security theater. It's not about security. It's about conditioning and control of the American people. The TSA is being used to push the American people to see exactly how far and how much we're going to take. And I can't imagine, and I have not flown since 9/11, and I refuse to fly. Number one, I refuse to do so because I'm not going to put my money to fund. If the airlines put up with this assault on our Fourth Amendment rights or freedom or rights, granted, you know what? Then they're not going to get my money. But here's the thing: I can't imagine as a man witnessing. The sexual assault be by definition on my daughter, on my wife, on my grandmother if I had one, or mother, or aunt, or sister, or whoever, or even a friend, or myself. I wouldn't put up with it. And the TSA was created, in my view, to see exactly how much the average American would take, and it's obvious. It's pretty clear to me that the average American out there will put up with a lot. So where's, you know, where are we headed with all this? Now we're going for the guns. Okay, so now,
yeah.
You know, what's going to be the trigger point? Where's the person listening to this broadcast, where's your red line or your line in the sand? How much are you going to put up with? What's okay? Is it okay for the TSA to nuke and grope your wife to the extent that it's actual sexual assault?
And let me add this. The TSA has expanded from airports.
Right.
Bus stations.
as we said they would.
Highways. Yes. School proms even.
So where are we headed with all this? Well, we're headed to a country of oppression, of tyranny, and it's out of control. And really, I think there's only a couple of ways to stop it. You've got to stop feeding the beast stop, money-wise, stop working. Do what Poland did back during their tyrannical face with tyranny. They stopped working. And that obviously they stopped everything. So we're going to have to do something drastic as a people. If we can get people to act in unison, that's the situation. But you know what? Too many people are stuck on video games. We are on television or on. We need the unity of. We need to get angry enough and unified enough to do something. And I'm just not seeing it. So. Bottom line is, it's anyone's guess as to what the trigger event's going to be, how much people are going to put up with, or whatever.
How do you recommend people get unified before all this goes down?
Well, I think it's going to have to be on a spiritual level. I think people are going to have to, turn to God as for their answer, for the answer. And it is something that people appear not to be able to do anymore, we've been so domesticated into this society that has been created for us on purpose. So we are become docile and politically correct, and the education system has been infiltrated and destroyed, so people aren't as smart. You know, we were once one of the most, we were the biggest, most profitable, richest nation in the world in such a short time. Well, they have done everything they could to deconstruct what was built. And
yeah, exactly. And you mentioned about the spirituality aspect of things. Look, in a country like America, it is absolutely stunning that we have, instead of reinforcing, for example, marriage, it has been redefined. Instead of abortions, instead of saying abortions are bad, they are now celebrated. This country has turned its back, collective back, on God, and that includes the churches. And see, you know, how do we unify? Well, it's going to take God, in my view, it's going to take God's remnant, the people who are spiritually in tune, to get together. Because you're not going to do it through organized religion. You're not going to do it through a pastor who says the God of Islam is the same as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not going to work. So, you know what we're going to have to do? And just to buttress on what Joe said, there are, this quote is attributed to Steve Quayle. You're not going to find political solutions for spiritual problems. And that's what this country faces, is a spiritual problem. We are spiritually bankrupt and morally bankrupt, led by perverse, morally bankrupt leaders who don't care about the American people.
Yeah.
That's very true. The world is very corrupt as we know it, and getting worse each and every day. What do you see happening in the Middle East as Israel strikes and invades Syria and Egypt continues to collapse?
Well, that's a good question. In all honesty, I have no clue what to expect from the Middle East unless I'm looking at it through a biblical view. But the way things are looking from the news reporting them, we have radical Islamists running from country to country, recruited, funded by our government, elements of our government, with the approval of the president, some openly, some secretly. For one instance, today there's an article from the Washington Post where it states that the Pentagon was the leading leaders favored arming the Syrian rebels, which is Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, well, it actually, let me just make a correction there. It's not really Al-Qaeda. It's Ansar al-Sharia, which is a branch of Al-Qaeda, just to be technically correct.
Either way.
Yeah, you're right.
They are giving countries over to these types of people, the same people that they said attacked us on 9/11, openly. And right. The Muslim Brotherhood, for instance, Mohammed Morsi in Egypt. Obama rush shipped and approved a $1 billion taxpayer-aided package that included F-16 planes and M1 Abrams tanks.
Yeah, and then let me ask this. On what planet is it a good thing to arm Al-Qaeda or the Muslim Brotherhood, give them F-16s and M1 Abrams tanks that are going to be used against Israel?
Now think about this. Go back to 1979, the Soviet Union and Afghanistan.
Correct.
Hillary Clinton admitted they funded the Mujahideen,
right,
which later turned into
Al-Qaeda,
who did September 11th.
Right.
This is their storyline.
Now
we're doing the same thing, only on a much grander scale. We're not fighting some rebel forces in one part of a country. We're giving countries over to these people. And these people are the enemies of Israel.
And you know what? People are clapping. They're saying, yeah, Wait a second. The Tea Party. No, wait. They're going to take care of it. Oh, geez. Not a peep out. Oh, no. There is a peep out of the Tea Party. It's okay. Go arm them. We just have to find a better bad guy. Are you serious? Again, what planet is it okay to arm the enemies of God's people? In what planet is it okay to arm the enemies of freedom? Is it to actually arm the people that want to kill, not only kill, well, but torture and kill Americans and other people for the life of me? What are these people thinking? There's 535 morally and intellectually impaired people. If you watch the recent gun Senate committee, you've got people up in the dais there. They can't even make string coherent sentences together. Some of them are dinosaurs. They can't even. It's almost as if you're watching somebody who's had a stroke attempting to talk with, ask questions. I mean, it is absolutely insane, and we elect these people day after year, election after election. And at what point are the American people going to wake up and say, you know what, I'm tired of giving away my freedom, and just say enough is enough? If we haven't done it by now, I'm sorry, but I just can't see this. I don't know. If we haven't done it by now, Lord help us. And I mean that literally, Lord help us. And forgive us.
Yeah.
That's very true. With how everything is going in the world and heating up, and eventually will one day be hot.
Look, we're going to see Isaiah, or we're going to see the Psalm 83. I would urge everyone to tune to Psalm 83 in the Bible. We're just going to see the Psalm as a war, Psalm 83 war come to pass, where there's going to be a confederation of 10 Arab nations or states or groups come against Israel. That's going to lead into Isaiah 17, which is going to lead into Gog and Magog, Armageddon, and so on and so forth. That's the plan. We know how it's going to work out. Pick up a King James Bible, understand it. Understand that the world leaders, the elite, the 300, 400, 500, or maybe 1,000, or maybe 3,000 that run this world are actually following the blueprint for world conquest and domination. That's what's going to happen. People have to understand exactly what happened in Benghazi, that Benghazi was a weapons running operation. We're arming the anti-Syrian rebels, as Joe said earlier, to destabilize Syria for the purpose of, really, when it comes right down to it, you have to ask who benefits. We're investigators. Who benefits from this? Well, of course, Saudi Arabia benefits. We have to understand that everything we're seeing in the Middle East, Arab Spring to Benghazi, is a Saudi Arabian agenda. And when you look at Obama bowing to the Saudi king, and you got George Bush holding his hand and kissing him on the lips, you have to understand that we are subservient to the Saudi agenda. The Saudi agenda, of course, is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. Look at how many people the Muslim Brotherhood has inside the White House and inside our current It's just insane. Everything is upside down and backwards, and yet more people know Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, or whatever the flavor of the day is. More people are aware of that than foreign policy. When you ask somebody where Benghazi is, and they say, that sounds like somewhere in Puerto Rico or something like that, you know, the man on the street interviews, then you know you've got a problem. And we've had generations of dumbing down of our citizens or our young people here through education, the educational system. The Department of Education should be eliminated. I can go on and on and on. I'm sorry, don't mean to rant. I'm going to shut up now.
You're fine, Doug. No worries there.
You know what? I had too much. I probably should switch to decaf. It's just insane. What we're witnessing, if people who are listening to this broadcast, if you are not angry, you are not paying attention. And if you don't see that a year from now, your life is going to be changed like you've never expected.
Yeah, and for people to understand that better, G. Edward Griffin did an interview with a former KGB Soviet agent from 1985 talking about the infiltration and marginalization process of a nation, basically the subversion of a nation. And that will reveal a lot. We are already well past the point of no return, in my opinion, as a republic.
That's right. And by the way, the point of no return, consider this. You're on an airplane, you're flying across the ocean. There's a point in time in flight when your fuel is such that you've got to continue on to a destination rather than turn back because you don't have enough fuel to go back. Bottom line here is this, and Joe makes a great point. It's the point of no return. The agenda that has been set out by the globalists, by the one world order people, we are past that point of no return. There's no turning back. It's only going to that particular objective, and the only way to stop it is by informing the public, and even then, we're going to end up doing battle, and no one wants to see the battle that's about to be engaged.
Very true. And all of history will be right in front of our face. We can't avoid it. We got to be preparing now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Maki. Thank you for listening today. Please make a donation at BBS Radio at radio station number 2 under the Tribulation News link. That is on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for your time and your willingness to listen to the latest news and latest information that is pertinent as we enter perilous times. The financial markets going this month? Do you think we are at the beginning stages of hyperinflation?
Well, I'm putting all my money in the stock market. I don't know about you.
Well, that's a good question.
Sorry.
The hyperinflation question. When is it hyperinflation? When is it inflation? They won't even admit that is happening now, but we see inflation rates that are not non-government calculated, anywhere from 8 to 10 to 15%. Hyperinflation won't be long after that. I mean, they can manipulate this market for so long. They can cook the books for so long. And just to give you guys an example, the Treasury said that there was $5.37 trillion in deposits. Now, the Treasury Department says there's only $1.16 trillion of physical money. And these are deposits from customers into banks. So there is lots of missing money here. There's lots of fractional reserve banking taking place, which means, for every $1 that's deposited, the bank can loan out $10 on your $1. So if everybody went to the, we'll say Bank of America, who had an account there, tried to withdraw their money, only maybe 10% would get their money because that's all they have. So as they're trying to print more money into the market, it is keeping the stock prices artificially high because of the devaluation of the dollar. It's not that the stock market and the stock values are going up. It's that the value of the dollar is decreasing. And this goes back to the currency wars. And we had a show on, I think, the 11th of
January
with an insider named V, who's a Wall Street insider, and said, watch for certain things to happen. Well,
wouldn't you know it?
Seen those things happen. Yeah.
Everyone almost. Well, with the exception of, like you said, five or six things. I think maybe one or two haven't happened yet.
And the big indicator, they said, was Japan. Watch for what happens in Japan. Now, Japan has come out, and they're the first ones to say, all right, we're going to start devaluing our dollar, which was what that insider said would be the number one trigger you would not want to see happen.
Exactly. And if I can jump in here and just say this to the listeners of this program, to listeners to Dr. Maki, okay? you're listening to this program, and you know in your gut, in your heart of hearts, that something is wrong, that things are wrong, that things are not right, yet you might be dealing with a family member, a friend, coworkers, whatever, who are laughing at you and saying, oh, come on, you're just a conspiracy freak. Everything is fine. Look, they're still buying TVs and cars and houses, and everything is fine. Well, you know, the deal is this. When things take place and when things go bad, and they will go bad, your friends, your coworkers, those people that were laughing at you or saying or marginalizing you or calling you a conspiracy nut, just remember this. If there's nothing else I can say to motivate you or to make you feel better, is that the very people who were laughing at you are going to come to you and say, now what do I do? And see, I believe personally, from a spiritual perspective, that we were all born to live in this moment, in this time, for this reason. You might not know what the reason is at the moment, but you have a job to do. And it's our job to play that zone, to play that particular position that we're assigned spiritually and assigned. And so everyone listening to this broadcast, please understand, you are important to the cause, to fighting the cause.
Right. And let me add something to what you talked about our assignments. We don't know what those assignments are.
Exactly.
Until we ask.
And sometimes even if you ask, it's not really clear.
Right. But if you do ask, but you ask the Creator.
Right.
He will reveal it to you. And then whether you act on it is a choice you make individually. And that is a key. Many people aren't religious. Many people share different denominations, even different faiths. But for those who do believe in the Lord, we have to come together and just seek His word and what He wants for us to do. And that should be our main objective. Everything else will fall into place around it.
Right. And I agree with Joe. It's amazing, and it's a blessing. I have to say this. I think we're the only father-son investigator team on the internet radio, or on the radio period, because we do have some brick-and-mortar radio stations that we broadcast on. But that said, it's amazing when you can learn from your son, and I'm very proud of my son because he has really grown and spiritually, and there are spiritual things you can learn. I've learned from him, but I just wanted to say that I'm very proud, by the way, to be able to be on the radio with my son and to have a broadcast like we do, and have an endeavor like we have, and of course meeting and dealing with great people like yourself and others who are attempting to, you know, get the word out to people as we are. And I want to thank you for that. Both you and Joe.
Wow. Thank you for both being on here. What have you discovered about mind control so far?
Oh, wow.
I'll take the simple part of that.
Yeah, you go ahead, because I'm still being programmed.
A subliminal subconscious level. The TV is your number one enemy. It doesn't tell you information you need to know to help you figure out how to think and how to react and what to do. It tells you what to think.
Well,
it puts subliminal messages in there.
Well, when they say subliminal, let me just be clear, because they outlawed subliminal messages back in the 60s.
Well, I could give you, examples where that's not true.
No, I'm talking about where they, by definition, a subliminal message is when they take a frame, cut a frame out of 30 right. frames per second, and they put a frame in of, like, drink Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Now, they've since outlawed that. However, they've refined that messaging to what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's on a basic level. Mind control is living in this accepted, or what they say is accepted or tolerated, society. If you right. conform to this society, you're already under mind control. And it's a simple level.
Yeah, if you're wearing the jeans that,
Tom Hanks is wearing because he wears them.
Right. Exactly. Now, just historically, let me just say this. After World War II, the CIA, formerly the OSS, but the CIA got involved in mind control. For a period of 30 years, 6% of the operating budget of the CIA was dedicated to mind control. Now think about how much that would be. That's just what we know of as it came out in the Church Committee hearings. All right. Now, people have to understand, just because it was exposed during the Church Committee, that does not mean that mind control experimentation and the operations stopped. So let's just take inventory here real quick. 30 years up through and including 1975-76, the CIA spent 6% of their operating budget to mind control, involved 44 plus universities and at least 2,000 willing or unwitting subjects in mind control. Over the next 37 years, it has continued. So we have had over 67 years of mind control experimentation done by this government against people, I'll say against people. And this is verified. These are facts that can be verified. Do the research yourself, listeners. But the fact of the matter is this. What we're seeing now in the form of these Sandy Hook shooters and the Aurora, Colorado shooters, the people with the glazed look over their eyes, the Prozac-addled, the Xanax crowd. Not that these drugs are not that there's no place for these drugs, but what I'm saying is there is a specific use in the mind control arena for psychotropic drugs that are affecting these events. So what we're seeing now with all these mass shootings, it's not a gun problem. It is a mind control problem, whether you want to say mind control involves psychotropic or psychiatric care or something totally different. But the fact of the matter, or something even more nefarious, it's a combination of everything. And if you really get into that rabbit hole of mind control, it is something where you will never look. For example, you'll never look at any Disney film the same again. You'll never look at The Wizard of Oz again the same again. You'll never look at the Super Bowl halftime shows the same again. And you're certainly never going to look at the Olympic opening and closing ceremonies the same again, because it's all part of a larger mind control project. And people say, well, Doug, you've just gone off the reservation. You are absolutely insane. And, you know, you need your medication yourself. Well, the bottom line is people have to research it for themselves, because I'll tell you one thing, as an investigator, I'm a real hard sell on these things. I don't like conspiracies. I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist, but when it's in your face, when it's right there, when you've got the statistics and you've got the information, well, what else can you make of it? And tell me that the Aurora shooter, that the Sandy Hook shooter, that the other shooter, Loeffner, look at their pictures, and you tell me those are pictures of sane individuals with a straight face, I dare you.
That's very true. Yeah, I remember you mentioning on your program about Greg Bell, if I remember correctly.
Gary Bell. He runs a In fact, I have got no relationship with this gentleman. I've never spoken with him. I've heard his radio program, AM 640 Toronto, every Saturday night. His name is Gary Bell. The program is called A View from Space. There are archives out there of his program. Let me say this. Listen to his program. It's 3.5 hours long. He takes no calls. He has no guests. He talks about mind control. He talks about the Illuminati, the larger objective. And he connects dots. Others do not connect. I have to tell you that I'm absolutely just astounded by the information of his.
I agree. I've listened to one of his programs so far, and wow. At the end of it, I was floored, because there's just so much information he was sharing, and it was so good. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, it's true. I keep forgetting to listen to him again, but it's on my to-do list. What have you discovered about the latest false flag attacks that happened at the end of 2012?
Well, I guess it depends on what is considered a false flag attack and how far people are willing to understand this. Now, we need to look at history as our guide. The government of the United States admitted committing certain atrocities against its own troops and forces to create wars, such as the Vietnam War. That's admitted.
Gulf of Tonkin.
Even the Christmas Day bomber. The State Department admitted
Abu the Talib.
Allowed on the plane without a passport from Amsterdam to the U.S., accompanied by a well-dressed man. And this was all documented. The State Department had to come out and admit that the government let him on the plane. And that was the beginning of the body scanners being implemented at the airports.
Who benefits? Now, we can look
at the shootings. And I would say the biggest false flag we saw was the election. And people don't talk about it because it's on.
I love it.
You can't really prove it. But I don't think if there was an honest and fair election, I don't think Obama would win. And I don't think he did win. And to give you an example, today there was a story that came out. An Ohio elections officials laughed and said, ha-ha, I voted twice for Obama.
How great is that?
So, and there's lots of states that have raised red flags about the last election, and we saw all the voting machine discrepancies. If you voted for Romney, it clicked on Obama instead in so many different states before the election. It was just a big hoax, and it is the continuity of agenda. It is the international bankers behind the scenes. You can call Sandy Hook a false flag, even if you believe everything they say happened the way it did, because they used that tragedy to try to come after our rights.
You know, I'm glad you brought the Sandy Hook incident up, because I'll tell you what, you talk about questions I've got as an investigator. You know, I've been to crime scenes. I was down at 9/11 right after it happened, but I've been to crime scenes of...
Before you go on...
go ahead.
I don't know if you saw this report, but a judge decided to keep records of the warrants and other documents surrounding the case sealed because of the possibility of a second suspect. Was there excuse for not wanting to release that information? Now that
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll have to find the documents in the article. But that was the latest. And the Newtown Bee on December 27th ran an article. I have it right here. It was called Police Union Seeks Funding for Trauma Treatment. And in the last sentence of the article, I'll read this.
Yeah.
This is from the Newtown Bee.
Right. And understand that title, that the article title that you read. Go ahead and read it again, then read that last sentence.
Police Union Seeks Funding for Trauma Treatment.
Okay.
The very last sentence states, a man with a gun who was spotted in the woods near the school on the day of the incident was an off-duty tactical squad police officer from another town, according to the source.
Now, my question is this. Why hasn't this been shouted from the rooftops? Because on what planet do we have a situation where...
Multiple eyewitnesses confirm, not even that, the news media shows footage of, and the police scanners tell the story of suspects running, the police say, yeah, we got them. They're coming our way. The helicopter footage shows the men in the woods running, being arrested. A witness at the scene, more than one witness is at the scene, described the men being arrested, wearing a black sweater and camouflage pants, being put into the front of the police car handcuffed.
And mouthing, I didn't do it.
Right. So we can't ignore these things.
No. So Sandy Hook, is as far as I am concerned, once again, with deep, deep, deep sympathy toward the parents and all the victims. Sandy Hook was, in fact, a false flag. There were a lot of inconsistent things there. And, of course, that was the platform that the gun control lobby launched their exploits.
Do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners?
I would just say, you know, read your Bibles, get closer to the Lord, turn off your TV, and I want to thank you, Dr. Mackey, for having us on. It has been a pleasure.
And just real quick, my thanks to you as well. I would recommend everyone, please get informed, get educated as to what is taking place right in front of your nose. Understand that we're living a lie, or we are being exposed to a huge lie, and that not only is the state of our country at risk, but our eternal souls are at risk as well.
Very true. Thank you both for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Pleasure. God bless you.
God bless you too.